Hi, everybody. This is Carol Topp from homeschoolcpa.com. I have got some more information to help homeschool leaders in this podcast today. I'm calling this series of podcasts What Homeschool Groups Don't Know That Could Hurt Them. And I've got six episodes. We are in number five of six. The first episode, I talked about nonprofit status, what homeschool groups need to know about nonprofit status, what it takes to be a nonprofit, and what it takes to maintain it. The second episode, that would have been episode number 63, if you want to go back and look at these up, it was about getting tax exempt status from the IRS for your nonprofit and how it's easier to get than ever before, if you didn't know that. The third in the series, which is episode number 64 here on the podcast, had to do with IRS annual reports that need to be filed. A lot of homeschool groups, maybe especially if they've been around for a very long time, don't know that the IRS now requires annual reports in order for you to keep your tax-exempt status. So episode 65 followed right on the heels of that, and I explained that if you don't file those annual returns, they're called information returns to the IRS, they're called Form 990, how you can actually lose your tax-exempt status and have to start paying taxes. Yuck. Nobody wants that. So make sure that you listen to that episode. If you fear that it's been a long time and you didn't know about that 990N, listen to episode number 65. And I talk a little bit about how you can get your tax-exempt status reinstated. Okay, well, now we're going to switch topics a little bit. And I'm going to talk about a really important thing that homeschool groups might not know about, which could hurt them, and that is worker classification. So a lot of homeschool groups hire workers of some form. The most typical is they hire teachers of some kind. Sometimes they're called tutors, maybe to teach a class or regular class or, you know, special classes or something like that. And a lot of time homeschool groups wonder, well, should this person be an employee or should they be an independent contractor? And it's not always very easy to determine that. But I'm going to talk briefly about, the difference between the two, my recommendation, and, you know, what you can do about properly classifying your workers. Well, independent contractors, as you know, or you may know, are independent people that they are not controlled or directed in any way for the job that you hire them to do. They come fully trained, fully prepared. They don't have any expectation of this being a permanent relationship. They kind of work a job for you and leave, and they get no benefits from their employer. No sick days, no vacation days. They shouldn't get anything like tuition discounts or free childcare at your co-op or anything like that. They're typically paid by the job, not by the hour. Employees are usually paid more by the hour. Employees are somebody you can control and you can direct a lot more. As a matter of fact, the more control over you that you have over your worker, the more likely they are to be an employee. It doesn't even have to be very much control, actually, folks, for the IRS or your state government, but usually the IRS would determine that you are really controlling this person, you know, more than you should as an independent contractor, and they might determine that, yep, they're really employees, and they might demand that you reclassify them as employees. Unfortunately, the IRS might also assess you back taxes because they think you should have been treating your workers as employees for all along. And there was a really unfortunate case. I don't know very many details about it, but it seems as though a very large and popular supplier of homeschool online classes, Landry Academy, had the IRS come out and investigate their workers and determine they were supposed to be employees and not independent contractors. Very unfortunate situation because we think it was extremely expensive, and perhaps it contributed significantly to the Landry Academy having to close and leave a lot of families in the lurch with no classes. Some had already prepaid for classes too, which is really unfortunate because those families are probably not going to get their money back. I did touch on something that's kind of important. I want to touch on right now that if you have teachers in your homeschool program, you might think, well, they you know, they teach for a class and they have their family, their students involved in the co-op. So why don't we just let them work off their tuition? Kind of makes sense, doesn't it? It kind of seems like that would be easy instead of giving this person a paycheck and then she turns right around and pays your co-op. Why don't we just, you know, let her work off her tuition? Is that allowed? Is that okay? No, it's not. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen, it is not okay for your teachers to work off the tuition that they owe your homeschool group by teaching. And the reason is because when someone works, you know, gives a service like teaching a class, then they're supposed to report that income that they earned as taxable income, like all of us do, right? When we're paid, when we're compensated for our services. In the United States, we have an income tax, so we have to pay tax on our income. Your tuition that you pay a co-op for your child to take a class is not a tax deductible expense. You can't write that on your tax return anywhere and take it off of your taxes. So the two do not net each other out on the tax return. So if your teachers, if people are working for you as teachers, then you must pay them either as an independent contractor or an employee. And then in a separate transaction, that teacher should be paying her co-op fees or her tuition to you. Okay. Now, the reporting that you have to do whether someone is an independent contractor or an employee is vastly different. Employees require that you withhold federal income tax, withhold Social Security and Medicare taxes. You may have to pay unemployment compensation and workers' compensation premiums to your state. Okay, it's quite a bit of paperwork involved. You have to file quarterly reports, usually with the IRS and usually with your state, and pay these various taxes: Social Security, Medicare, unemployment, workers' comp, maybe federal and even state income tax withholdings. Usually requires a payroll service that you hire someone, a bookkeeper experienced in doing payroll, or hire a payroll service, because paying employees is can be complicated because you are responsible for getting it right. And there's, you know, obviously some tax calculations involved, and you really need for it to be done right. On the other hand, paying an independent contractor is easy. You simply have an agreement, or the independent contractor tells you what they want to be paid, and you write them a check, and that's it. There's no withholding of federal income tax, no withholding of Social Security, no workers' comp, no unemployment. Okay, if you were given those two choices, employee or independent contractor, which would you pick as a homeschool leader? Well, you'd probably pick the independent contractor because it's so much easier to deal with the payroll. Well, unfortunately, you may not be correct in treating your teachers as independent contractors. For the most part, teachers in homeschool programs, teachers in schools, teachers in private schools, teachers at colleges and universities are controlled enough or directed enough that the IRS would probably almost always, in my research, almost always classify them as employees, not independent contractors. And part of that is because they're so integral to your activities or to your business, to the homeschool program. They're so integrated to it. They are crucial. They are the key activity usually of what you're doing. And because you're working with children, it's just natural that you're going to have to exert some control over that teacher. You're going to have to know what she's doing. You're going to have to evaluate and watch her to make sure she is, you know, doing her job correctly. So I think in general that teachers at homeschool organizations should probably be properly classified as employees. Now, you may think, well, I have never done that before, never bothered anybody, or I know my independent contractors, they're not going to turn me into the IRS. Well, there are several ways that the IRS can find out your group is misclassifying their workers. It can be through, you know, randomly getting chosen, or it can be through them, you know, looking at the reporting that you have done to report. Even if they're independent contractors, you have to report that you paid them into the IRS with a form called a 1099 miscellaneous. So they might trigger an investigation into your organization for that. Or there are a couple of programs the IRS has set up for workers to basically complain to the IRS or report the IRS or request the IRS to investigate if they've been properly classified. So it can have a huge effect on homeschool programs if someone reports you to the IRS saying, I think you need to investigate whether they are treating their workers properly and paying the proper tax on them. Now, it might take the IRS up to 6 months to get around to you, but they eventually will because they are investigating every complaint that comes into them, from what I understand. You can certainly ask the IRS, well, how should I be treating my workers? You can do that. Again, you're going to wait 6 months and you are, of course, then obliged to do whatever they say. Or you could consult with me, Carol Topp from homeschoolcpa.com, and I will do a worker determination classification for you. Okay. So what we do is have a phone call and I ask you a whole series of questions about how you're treating this worker. Then I will ask to see a contract if you have them, a contract with this worker. And then I will either find that they are properly classified as independent contractors, or I might say, well, you can make some improvements and then they can be classified as independent contractors. Or I might say, you really need to classify them as employees. That would be the correct thing. And then I might advise you about some programs the IRS has so you can avoid being audited for your history. You can avoid penalties. The penalties can be rather severe if the IRS comes and audits you first instead of you determining you want to change to your workers to employee status, you know, voluntarily. There are a couple of programs to help you avoid those penalties. And they are probably worth you knowing about and seriously considering, and I can help you determine the pros and cons of those programs. So this podcast will not necessarily bring good news. I understand that. I understand that homeschool groups would just like to run as simple as possible. Many of them have by hiring workers as independent contractors. But as I have done a lot of studying and a lot of research into this issue, I find that unfortunately that may be incorrect, that teachers, especially in homeschool organizations and other educational organizations in general, should probably be classified as employees. But if you want to talk more about this and talk more about understanding what you need to do next, I'm happy to help. I've already talked to several homeschool organizations since the concerns about what happened to the Landry Academy and their IRS audit and eventual closing of their business, unfortunately, actually sudden closing of their business, has made a lot of homeschool groups be very concerned about how they're treating their employees, their workers. So again, you can contact me at homeschoolcpa.com. There, I will do that service where I will help determine what your workers, how they should be classified, or answer questions about the whole classification system if that would be helpful to you. All right. So I hope this podcast was helpful to you. I am, of course, mostly concerned about your homeschool group being successful for the long term. You may think I'm only trying to make life difficult for you, and I'm not. I'm really trying to help you be successful in the long term and living with the laws that our country has, even though sometimes they are quite burdensome on small organizations. I'm going to try to help you manage them the best way that I can and that you can. All right. So thanks for listening. I hope this was helpful. Share this with another homeschool group leader you know so that they are not caught unaware of some of these government programs and government requirements that we all live under. So take care, everybody. Thanks for listening.
Homeschool leader, do you feel confused or overwhelmed by the job of running your homeschool group? You're not alone. Carol Topp, the homeschool CPA, is here to help. Carol is an accountant, author, and retired homeschool mom who understands you. Her website has helpful information on co-ops, paying workers, and managing the money in a homeschool group. If you need personalized advice, set up a consultation with Carol. She's happy to discuss your particular situation. Visit homeschoolcpa.com today and get the information you need to successfully run your homeschool group.